Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our next guest as well. Can't say enough about Zach Poff. He works really, really hard, scours the entire country. Just recently, they came out with their top list of the teams preseason-wise, and not surprising to see a lot of the South Florida teams, not surprising to see a lot of the Florida teams in the mix, and as he does quite a bit during the course of the year. Zach Poff is kind enough to join us. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time on this busy Monday evening.
Yeah, man, of course. You know, I love jumping on in. You were joking, man. You know, looking at our preseason Max Preps Top 25 that dropped last week, Florida had the most with 7 teams in there. Texas had the second most with 5, and then California had 3. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this season, especially in Florida, man. It's going to be a fun year, and we just dropped our top 100 too. And Florida tied with Texas. They both had 16 each in there, so, and probably could have been a few more too. So,
yeah, no doubt. But they play their way into your postseason, and you know, and that's the way I always look. It's good preseason wise. I think the other day I took a preseason team from like 1963 in college, and I posted it, and everyone goes, "Well, where's Joe Namath? Where's this guy? Where's that guy?" I said, "Well, you know, at the beginning of the year they weren't guys, but they become them. Same as your teams. I mean, you're looking down at your top 10, and obviously St. John Bosco of Bellflower, California, always in the mix. Mater Dei, Santa Ana, who we've watched over the last couple of years, another tremendous quarterback coming out of there, as they've had a ton of them. St. Francis Academy, who we got a chance to see last year play against St. Thomas Aquinas from Baltimore, IMG from Bradenton, and then St. Thomas Aquinas in your top five. Your second five, Bishop Gorman of Las Vegas, no surprise, they're always a challenge. Austin Westlake of Texas, Chandler of Arizona, always a pretty decent program. Corona Centennial from California, and then they rounded out with Houston North Shore, who's a pretty darn good team. When you look at all these programs, I mean, you look at their schedule, they look at the kids coming back. Obviously, it's tough for you to know who's going to, you know, underperform or overperform. But talk about that top 10.
Yeah, no, you nailed it, man. It's preseason. You know, it's all just out there. It's more walking than talking. So, you know, as the season goes, then it starts to become easier to figure out who are the real, you know, top 10 teams in the country. Preseason, you know, I put a lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of everything into it. So I'm trying to come up with the best list possible. But, you know, sometimes things just work out differently. So, but yeah, a team at number 6 that you brought up that I'm really high on this year is Bishop Gorman. I love their 5-star wide receiver, Zachariah Branch. I believe he's the number 1 wide receiver in the country. I know there's a couple other dudes like Brandon Innes you can make a good case for. And then the 5-star you brought up earlier from Gulver Prep, too. He's right up there in the mix, too. But they're going to be fun to watch this year, and they play Mater Dei towards the end of August. So that's going to be a real good test to open the season for both those teams. And speaking of some big-time matchups towards the end of August, I'm looking forward to see what Florida does when they play in that big time. I think it's a 7-game event. And there's going to be some big matchups, man. Aquinas versus Philly Power, St. Joe's Prep. I think DeMatha is playing Cardinal Gibbons. You know, Cardinal Gibbons was a team just outside of the top 25. So, you know, they win that game impressively, they're going to have a chance to jump in the top 25. And then Los Alamitos and their 5-star quarterback, Malachi Nelson, going to get a chance to play against American Heritage. That's going to be a fun game. And then you got Chaminade Madonna against DMV Power, St. John's. Both those teams are ranked in the top 25 to start the year. So that's going to be a fun weekend, man. I'm looking forward to that.
You know, Zach, you bring up a good point, okay, because everybody down here, you know, obviously St. Thomas is a team that they watch, and Miami Central is a three-time defending state champion, but most of the people down here figure that Chaminade Madonna is the best team in the state. They're loaded everywhere. I mean, they got the biggest line in the state. They're tremendous on defense. They keep picking up talent. Arguably one of the best 2024 wide receivers in the country.
Yeah.
And from what we heard today, they may be getting another one. Now you talk about that game. That's a 13 versus an 18. That's probably, mm-hmm. to me, a game where you're going to find out how good both teams are. Because, as we said, Chaminade returning a quarterback where St. Thomas isn't. They're returning a running back where St. Thomas isn't. They returned five of the six offensive linemen where St. Thomas isn't. And their wide receivers are all intact as far as, from last year in their defensive secondary. What did you see about Chaminade that you kept them at 13 instead of maybe putting him in the top 10?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it, man. When it comes to talent, they're right there. You know, Davion Goss, that dude, he's been killing it since day one, since he started getting the ball in the backfield. Jeremiah Smith, I love his talent at wide receiver. You got Seth Bailey at quarterback. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think a lot of it had to do, too, with, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas last year. You know, there were a couple of bad calls away, really, from running the table and going undefeated and finishing the top three in the nation. They lost that tight game against Tampa Jesuit, a very good team. They went undefeated. So you just look at Aquinas' pedigree year in and year out, what they've done under Roger Harriott. That went a long way into making the decision easier to put St. Thomas Aquinas in the top five than a team like Chaminade Madonna. But, hey, when it's all said and done, you know, there's a good chance that Chaminade Madonna runs the table. They got a very tough schedule, too, so that would be super impressive.
Very.
And if they do that, you know, you can just take it to the bank. They're going to finish the year in the top five. But I love that opening matchup against St. John's. You know, St. John's is a team that's been very, very good the last 5 to 6 years. They play in the WCAC, which is, you know, top three, top four conferences, toughest in high school football. So that's going to be a good opening matchup for both those programs to kind of get a good read at what the talent and what it's going to be like for them this year, too. But I can guarantee you most other, you know, outlets that come out with rankings, I don't know if they're going to have Chaminade Madonna a little higher or a little lower, but I feel like that's a team that definitely is going to play their way into having a chance to win a national championship at the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, their schedule is crazy. Probably yeah. Other than Venice, the toughest schedule that you're going to find. I mean, they play everybody. They play Venice.
Mm-hmm.
They play Miami Central. They don't hide. That's the one thing you could say, Zach, about Florida teams, and especially the powers. They don't run and hide. I mean, they'll play teams. You know, like Gorman, Central will go out to play Gorman, or, you know, Central will go out and play California teams. And you got to admire that, because teams here figured out if you don't play the tough schedule, you're just not going to get the recognition. I mean, you're just, you know, the days of playing 10 kind of patsy schedule or teams are over, especially if you want to, if you want to be regarded as one of the top. Talk about Tampa Jesuit. Also, you said American Heritage Plantation is in your top 20, a team that has a new coach. Pat Surtain has moved on to the Miami Dolphins. They get a healthy quarterback back. They got a running back in who we had on earlier this evening, who's extremely well. You mentioned Brandon Innes. Talk about them, Tampa Jesuit and Miami Central, if you can.
Yeah, no, you know, starting with Heritage, you know, I love the addition, promoting Mike Smith, the head coach. I think he's going to be perfect for that squad. And it was nice, too. You know, sometimes you see a team get a new head coach, you'll see kids transfer out. The core is pretty much all back for Heritage. And I think last year, man, just Blake Murphy going down, that kind of hurt him, because then they didn't really have a quarterback. Brandon Innes stepped in, played quarterback. So that takes away your best wide receiver on the outside, too. So I feel like if this Heritage team can just stay healthy, you know, they're going to have a chance to be one of the better teams, not just in Florida, but in the entire country. So that's a team I'm looking forward to seeing this year. And they got that big test to open the year against, you know, one of the better teams, a lot of team that's getting recognition, Los Alamitos. So that's going to be a fun game. And then looking at Tampa Jesuit, you know, this is a team went 15-0 last year, you know, won their first state title since like 1968, I think. It was over 50-plus years.
Yeah.
And I love Troy Bowles, man. I love this dude. I feel like he's a top two, top three linebacker in the country. And that dude had 100-plus tackles last year. He was a Max Preps Junior All-American. I love Joe Quest Smith, too, a running back, man. That dude, I feel like he gets overlooked a lot, but you just look at the production that he has had. He's a dog, man. You got Luke Knight coming back at quarterback. They got a lot of, you know, they lost some key players, obviously, too. You know, A.J. Cottrell, that dude's a savage at linebacker. But they got a lot of talent coming back, too. So that's going to be a fun team. And then, you know, Miami Central, year in and year out, you can pretty much just put these dudes in the top 25. They're going to produce. You know, last year they started 0-2. But, you know, those two losses, you know, all the way to the West Coast against St. John Bosco. And then they're a field goal away from beating Bishop Gorman, who finished the year 12-1 last year, too. So Miami Central, they're going to be fun to watch, man. You know, Coach Jube, I think he's going to do a good job filling that role as head coach. And I love Josiah Trader. Like, I feel like this dude is going to end up being one of the better players in the class of 2024. And it's nice to see Reuben Bain finally getting a little more love, a little more recognition. I saw he was just out at Alabama. And that dude's been one of the best defensive end edge rushers in the game. I think he had like almost 30 sacks last year. So,
yeah, no doubt. Well, as always, you bring it really strong. Let everybody know how they can follow you and how they could get the complete preseason rankings.
Yeah, just go to maxpreps.com. We got the top 25 on there. We got the top 100 on there. Just follow Max Preps on Twitter, on Instagram, TikTok, everything. And you can just follow me on Twitter at @Zach_Poff. MP.
Good stuff. Zach, thanks so much. As always, we'll check in with you again during the summer, see how things are going. We'll talk a little bit about some of the players. Again, man, you always bring it strong. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks, and have a great 4th of July. Be safe, and we'll talk with you real soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I love chopping it up with the legend, so.
You too, brother. Thanks so much. Zach Poff will end what has been an awesome show. I mean, I can tell you that right now. This has been a great show. You can listen to it. If you missed anything, WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and it'll say podcast. We're with you next Tuesday. Have a safe 4th of July. Danny, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.